A true surgeon's introduction of an anaesthetist. Thank you very much. And in fact, I do work as a consultant anaesthetist and clinical director in the hospital where Martin Lee's the chief exec. And when he approached me to give this lecture, you'll understand that I had as much enthusiasm as a request to change the lights for him. Until he told me what it was going to be about, in which case I thought, well, I'll either be anaesthetist true to form and put you all to sleep about this one, or I have the opportunity of turning the tables and I can inflict some discomfort on you. I hope neither is going to be correct, because what we are going to be speaking about is something that actually has relevance to every single one of us in this room. I know for some of you, you're thinking it's only relevant so that I can, if I find out how much longer I can stick before I retire, and then it won't be relevant to me. But anyone who's not going to be, this is the future. And what I'm going to do is just run through a little bit of some of the concepts that are floating around at the moment and that will provide the basis for implementation. It's even got helpful little things that say back and next over here. Very good.